Thou hast protected me, O God, from the assembly of the malignant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, we have today the Holy Mass in honor of Saint Mark, the great evangelist, whose one of the Gospels is written in the Holy Scriptures. And his faith, what happened to him at the end of his life, is a source of a great admiration for us, because he was seized by pagan idolaters when he was celebrating Holy Mass. Saint Mark was then dragged through the streets the whole day, and he was staining the stones with his blood. But all the while this horrible torture was going on, Saint Mark ceased not to praise and thank God for his sufferings. And eventually the cruel pagans dragged Saint Mark to death, and thus by his own blood Saint Mark fulfilled the course of his life and showed that both in life and in death he gave everything to Christ. The Christians didn't want him to die or to remain in such a state, though, so they gathered up the remains of Saint Mark's body and buried them to a place where they afterwards usually assembled for prayer and Holy Mass. And the center of Saint Mark's life and the final moments of his regular life were centered around Holy Mass. And I'll tell you also today about a saint, or blessed rather, whose feast was celebrated yesterday in Europe. And she is named Blessed Zita, Z-I-T-A, and she was born in the beginning of the 13th century in Italy. She came from very ordinary and also quite poor family, but she was brought up with the greatest care in the fear of God by her poor but virtuous mother. And the sweetness and modesty of the young Zita charmed everyone who saw her. She spoke very little, but she was most assiduous at her work in home or wherever her services were needed. But even so, her business never seemed to interrupt her prayers. When she was 12 years old, Zita was put to service in the family of a citizen who was living in Lucca, and the family was called Fatinelli, and their house was near to a church. From this moment of her life, for the rest of her years, she lived as a servant girl, doing household chores and being a regular servant of this wealthy family. Saint Zita never complained hardships or poverty, but she saw these and the hard work she was obliged to do as a great source for penance. She always obeyed her master and mistress in all things, because these were being placed over her by God himself. She always rose several hours before the rest of the family and employed in prayer a considerable part of the time which other family members gave to sleep. And that most assiduous in her duties was that she took care every day, every morning, to hear Holy Mass. And she heard Holy Mass with great devotion and made that the whole centerpiece of her day before she was called upon the duties of her state. But like early Christians faced persecution, these latter Christian saints often also face persecution in the different form. So Blessed Sita also faced setbacks like backbiting or criticism, and people used to think, who does she think she is? A saint, perhaps? And her diligence in work was judged by these people as secret pride. It didn't take much time before her mistress was very hostile to her, and her passionate master could not bear her in his sight without bursts of rage. But even between difficulties, and even so unjustly despised, reviled, and often beaten, Blessed Sita never lost her patience. She always preserved the same sweetness in her countenance, and the same meekness and charity in her heart and words, and shrank nothing of her diligent performance of her duties. And eventually God rewarded her, and these virtues finally brought justice, and her master and mistress discovered that this family's greatest wealth was not the money or gold, but the greatest treasure which they possessed in the fidelity and example of this humble saint. That was their treasure. They had a saint in their household doing love, doing humble servitude to them. And now Blessed Sita's behavior continued just as the same as when she was ill-treated and held in derision. And even still, her day centered around the Holy Mass. And when she went to communion, and when she heard Mass, and on other occasion, she shed sweet tears of divine love. And in her last sickness, she clearly foretold her death, and having prepared herself for her passage by receiving the last sacraments, she happily died on the day of 27th of April in 1272. She was 60 years old, and she was eventually canonized in the 17th century. Dear children, like the Holy Mass was center point of life for Saint Mark, and as it was the source of strength and happiness for Blessed Sita, Mass is also part of your school day. When Saint Mark was celebrating Mass, he was dragged to his death, and attending Holy Mass, Blessed Sita carried on her duties well, both in difficulties and in happy times. Remember during the course of your life that whether it's life or death, poverty or prosperity, Holy Mass should be the centerpiece of your own day. In this school, you are in privileged position to have Holy Mass every single day and not once be deprived of this great source of grace which God has given to you. When you grow up, you might have difficulties of attending Holy Mass every day, and if that should be the case, remember every day to check what the Holy Church teaches in her liturgy, to ask God's forgiveness of your misdeeds and show your love and affection to Him for all the good graces that He has given to you. And whenever you attend Holy Mass, remember that this great service and sacrifice has been the source of a center of life for so many saints during the centuries, all the way from Saint Mark to the Middle Ages, to Blessed Sita, and all the ways to our days, to Saint Pius X. This same Mass brings you innumerable amounts of graces, and when you hear that with love and affection, God remembers you all in the days of your life, and most importantly, in the good and gracious and happy death, which one day will crown your victorious life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.